Now, look, Adelaide is one of those places where if you talk to someone for a couple of minutes, you usually find you're connected with them in some way, shape or form. And my next two guests have just popped in and I've discovered that one of them is connected to someone I know very well who's involved in the cherry growing industry, and the other person's involved in the organisation my wife used to work in. But he's gone off to Africa. The two of them have gone to Africa to be part of an extraordinary project. Their name is Andy and Marty Steer. They're in Kenya. And they've given up their work here in Adelaide, and it seems a strange thing to do. You had a very successful career in engineering.
I did.
And what took you to Africa then?
Well, we've just returned from 2 years in Kajabi, Kenya, after volunteering at a Christian mission hospital there, and I guess both of us just had a look around at how extraordinarily blessed we were, and after having taken a couple of short-term trips to Kenya and India, realized that people there are a fair amount worse off and that there might be some good to do over there.
Oh, well, I mean, most people go to places overseas and they have a look and they say, gee, I'm lucky I live in Australia. They don't necessarily go back. So, I mean, it must have been a tough decision. Tell us about that, Marty. What?
In a lot of ways, it was a tough decision because you're giving up your life, you're giving up family, you're giving up a job, you're giving up an income. But in some ways, it was a really easy decision for us. Yeah. Both of us feel that we've both been blessed with so very much. Me growing up in the lucky country, as you said, and being privileged.
Having as many cherries as you could eat at Christmas time.
Exactly, yeah. And a lot of apricot jam in the summer as well. We've both been so extraordinarily blessed, and we both felt like it was time for us to give something back, so we moved to Kenya.
Is this done, though, from a religious belief? Is this why you're doing it?
That is a huge part of what we do. We're both Christian, we're followers of Jesus, and we feel like that's more for us than a set of beliefs or going to church on Sunday. It's what you do with your whole life.
So what are you doing there to help the people of Kenya, Marty? What do you do on a daily basis there?
Well, I'm a paediatrician. I went to med school here at the Uni of Adelaide, and I actually worked at the Women's and Kids Hospital before we moved in the emergency department there with some wonderful people. I've gone over to be a paediatrician, and that's a job that for me has had three parts. One of them is taking care of sick babies, premature babies, children with malnutrition and tuberculosis and HIV, and intensive care of children too, which has been quite a challenge. A more rewarding part of my job is I actually get to train Kenyan doctors and Kenyan nurses so that they can go out into rural Kenya and provide really good paediatric care and doctors who can go out even further into East Africa.
So is the work you're doing based from your own internal belief system, or are you working in a specific Christian hospital?
We are working in a specific Christian hospital. It's actually a hospital that's been around for 100 years in Kenya and started out as a very small mission clinic, but over the last 100 years has grown to be a 280-bed hospital. It sees 100,000 patients a year. We do 10,000 surgeries a year. It's got the biggest paediatric neurosurgical program in all of East Africa.
So it's not you're not there. I mean, obviously when people come in, they're coming in because of medical things. You're not there to push religion on them.
That's right.
You?
We're not there to convert them. We're there to show them the love of Jesus through providing compassionate medical care with excellence and to train up people around us who can do the same.
Would it be a similar size to the Women's and Children's Hospital here in Adelaide?
I can't remember how many beds they have. And our hospital is a mixed hospital too. Right. We take care of adults. We take care of children. We take referrals from all over Kenya and from refugee camps in the north of the country. I don't know if you remember at the end of last year, there was a huge famine impacting the continent. And refugee camps in northern Kenya have got 500,000 people in one camp. And so we take care of people from as far away as the north of the country and local people as well.
I'm talking to Andy and Marty Steer, who have gone and worked in Kenya and have been working there to help the people of Kenya. Andy, your background in engineering with groups such as SA Water and ETSA, I imagine your skills would be highly regarded over there as well. What do you do on a daily basis in Kenya?
Most of my time is just spent capacity building and training. I do a bit of apprenticeships in the area of project management, and I also do a fair amount of mentoring for general management and general leadership skills. Before I moved here to, before we moved here a few years ago, I was a naval officer on submarines and had a fair amount of experience in kind of the general operations and management that goes along with that. And what I found in Kenya is that the only difference between the people on the ground there and myself is I've been given an extraordinary amount of opportunity. And when you come alongside them and offer to provide a bit of mentoring and capacity building, they welcome it gratefully. So we do a fair amount of project management of water infrastructure projects as well, and building capability there.
And what about your children? Have you got a family over there as well? How are they reacting to the idea that mum and dad have just decided? And I should point out that this is not a midlife crisis. You're a young couple.
No. Yeah. Well, we've got a 4 and a 5-year-old. Our 4-year-old is Liam. He's our son, and our 5-year-old is Riley, and they're just having a ball. Africa is a great place to raise children. And they go to school in the area that we work in, a school very close by, and it's a great school. So they're having a lot of fun.
And Marty, you were saying you've got connections with the Adelaide Hills, cherry growers up there. Is your life so different that you just pinch yourself every morning when you wake up? I bet.
In many ways, yes. I mean, you've grown up in suburbia, you've grown up in Adelaide, and you get used to a certain way of living. But I have to say, living in rural Africa, I've never felt as satisfied and like we're doing exactly what we should be doing as where we live right now. And even though it's different, it's become home, which is quite extraordinary.
And what about the kids? Are they going to come back to Australia, or are you going to? This is your life now. Are you Kenyans now?
well, we're dual citizens of the US and Australia, as you can probably tell from my classic Port Pirie accent. But we're also residents of Kenya, so.
You got to pick a place. Which place are you going to pick?
Well, we're moving back to Kenya for the next 5 years in May, Lord willing. And so they will be going back with us, and we'll go to school there.
Wow. And after 5 years, your guess is as good as ours.
All right. Well, look, thank you for sharing your extraordinary story. Another great Australian story here on the morning program. Andy and Marty Steer helping out in Kenya and doing some great work.